We have some brown bag talks, and they'll last just about a half an hour, and you can bring your lunch on Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, Karen Dillman's going to be talking about Eat, Heal, or Die, Botanical Secrets from the Tongass. Karen, if you don't know, is amazing at extracting dyes from mushrooms and plants and things like that. And they also have medicinal properties, and some of them have not, some of them are edible, and some of them are things that you don't want to get anywhere near. And so Karen's going to give a overview of that.
So that's D-Y-E in that
yes.
one, right?
That's a good point. Yes, not dye. Although you could with some of them, I suppose. We want to watch that. And then we have a keynote presentation and film on Thursday night. We have invited Roman Motika, who is a glaciologist who's been working on the Lakanti Glacier for many, many years. And he'll give a keynote talk about some work that they've been doing just recently at the glacier, as well as what he's seen over his time working at Lakanti Glacier. So we're kind of excited to highlight that.
So he's visiting town?
Yes, he'll be visiting town for the duration of the festival. And then we're going to watch a film called Bear Island, which we became aware of. And that features a fish and game bear biologist from Juneau named Laverne Beyer. Some people might be familiar with him. This is a National Geographic video, but it's pretty neat exploration of Admiralty Island, the brown bears that live there, and it was one of the first times that they attached a critter cam to a bear, so you can sort of get the bear's eye view of the forest. So we'll have the keynote presentation, and then we'll watch the film, all of them Thursday evening at the Wright Auditorium. So then Friday's brown bag, Corinne Conlin is another person that's visiting from out of town. She does food writing for the Juneau Empire, and she's also an organizer of a foraging club that they have up there in Juneau. They go out and forage and get together and have potlucks. On Friday at noon, she's going to give a brown bag talk about a calendar that she's developed about things that we forage for and what time of year here in Southeast. And we're really excited to have her. There are a couple workshops geared towards adults. On Saturday afternoon, Joni Johnson's going to teach about making paper with invasive plants. And on Sunday afternoon, we'll have an adult workshop by Andrea Weathers about making Devil's Club salve.
Devil's Club salve?
Salve.
Salve, that is like a medicinal?
Oh, yeah, I use it. I think it's great. You rub it on like sore muscles. Yeah, and it has some analgesic properties. So I've heard people use it for arthritis or for just sore muscles, and you make sort of a rub out of it, and then it's like it's the local equivalent of Tiger Balm.
There are several field trips. Some of them are sold out now, but maybe just a reminder for people that had signed up for them.
Saturday morning, Roman Motika, the glaciologist, will be taking people out to Lakanti Glacier. All day Saturday, Corinne Conlin will be taking people up the Stikine River to look for edible mushrooms and berries. And then on Sunday morning, KFSK's own Joe Vicknicki is leading a group up the Stikine River to do plein air painting. Also all day Sunday, Karen Dillman with the Forest Service is going to be leading a hike up Crystal Mountain. And you can sort of look at the flora and fungi of Crystal Mountain as you hike up and see how things change as you increase in elevation. So that should be kind of a fun one. And then there's a local one, doesn't require any advance sign up. If you weren't able to get up the river, you can go on a field trip on Sunday morning, again with Corinne Conlin, to learn about foraging for local edible foods. So we always have people that are interested particularly in what mushrooms they can and can't eat.
Can we just go back to plein air painting and what that means?
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, that just means that you create the painting of what you're seeing while you're outside.
That takes us through most of it, but there are a few more events on the schedule. It looks like an art show?
Yep. Every year we've had an art show, and Annabelle Baker originally helped us organize it. So it's the Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show, and it's at the Clausen Museum. And we will have a reception for it on Friday night at 6 p.m. And then you can go all the week of September 9th through the 17th and take a look at it if you can't make it there for the opening reception. So hopefully we'll have lots of local artists creating things inspired by the rainforest.
And the coffee, music, and poetry?
One of my favorites. I'm glad you reminded me. This will be our second year of encouraging people to read poetry or short stories that are inspired by our rainforest environment, or pieces written by other people that they really like, but read them out loud. And so we'll have a poetry reading, and we'll have musical interlude. So at Nicole and Alec McMurrin, and I know that there's at least one original song that they'll be singing. They'll be providing little musical breaks for us in between the readings.
And is that sort of an open mic? Anyone can show up and read?
Yep, absolutely. Bring your reading voice and your poetry. And if you don't have something to read, you're also welcome to come listen. They'll be selling coffee and we'll have desserts for people to purchase as well.